As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Bird Show.
We have already told you time and time again, look, if you are single, there is only one place to be on Friday night, and that is Tongue and Groove. Or you go, oh, it's Valentine's Day week, I'm just going to stay home. No! No, we're not allowing you to do that, man. We are putting all you singles in the club to do your thing.
You come out, you party with us, and celebrate being single, which is why it's no longer called the Bitter Ball. It's the Not So Bitter Ball.
We got like a live Tinder game we're going to play. We got a whole bunch of bells and whistles. Yvonne Monet is going to be the DJ at this thing. She's the best in Atlanta. It's just going to be a really good time. So the tickets are free.
Yeah, there's no like extravagant cover to get in here. We have you covered. All you have to do is go to Q997Atlanta.com and you just register really quick and you get your free ticket and then you show up and you have a great time.
All right, so we already have drama brewing at the Not So Bitter Ball.
We're still days away.
Yep, okay. An email.
We're not even there.
An email that we got yesterday. Me and my girl squad are having an intervention with one of our members tonight. She's in a relationship with a guy who treats her terribly. He's always threatening to break up with her when he doesn't get his way, and it's just not cool. She's the nicest person ever and deserves so much better. We're all worried about her and want to help her be happy. We've been thinking about this for a while now, and we finally decided to do something about it. We're going to sit her down tonight. We're going to have a heart to not heart. We want to convince her to break up with this guy and move on. But we don't want to come on too strong or say anything that might push her away. So I'm reaching out to you guys in advance. What should we say or not say to her tonight? How can we get her to see that this guy is no good for her and that she deserves someone who treats her with respect and love? We also have a plan to get her excited about being single. She loves you guys, and we know she'd be excited if we tell her that we are all going to your Not So Bitter Ball. We think that might be something to make her think about being single in a more positive and even exciting way. We're hoping that if she has something fun to look forward to, she might be more open to the idea of breaking up with this guy and moving on. If we can convince her to break up and go on Friday, we'd love to have her meet you guys. Absolutely. We really care about our friend, and we just want to do what's best for her. We don't want to make things worse, but at the same time, we don't want to just sit back and watch her be miserable. So we'd really appreciate some advice on the best approach to take with this conversation.
Ooh, an intervention. I mean, an intervention is one step away of being like ganged up on. And I don't want her to feel like she's getting ganged up on by her girls. Like, you can't be coming in there like a girl gang. I know your intentions. I know your hearts are in the right place. But if she doesn't want to see it, you're not going to be able to make her see it.
I mean, I think your best bet is to put her in environments like this. Like, that's the perfect situation just to have her there.
But you had the double pointy finger.
That's where I was going.
Yes, sir. Like, you don't necessarily have to sit her down and just fill her mind with all of these different things that y'all think she should know. Like, just put her in the environment. Let her have fun. Let her kind of remember who she was before she was in this situation. I think it'll take care of itself.
Let's take care of this girl. Okay. I'm not really sure what your name is, but if you want tickets to Not So Bitter Ball, we will set her up. Can put her in our little VIP section that we have also.
You have that power?
Yeah. Don't we?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. I used to.
You made him question.
When we were doing club events before, I used to. Maybe it's changed. I don't know. Maybe I got to go online and get a ticket.
He ate that piece of humble pie real quick. Yes, we have that power.
Okay. Yes, we have that power. So we'll put her in VIP. We'll have a great time with her. She'll not even know that she's been being manipulated.
We're not manipulating. That comes with a negative connotation. We're showing her the error of her ways.
All right.
Right. And we'll put her in this environment with all sorts of single dudes also. Mm-hmm. And she'll draw her own conclusions. Oh, my God. I am worth being hit on.
Yes.
I am worth all the attention that I am getting from all these dudes at Not So Bitter Ball. And then when she's feeling more open to it, then maybe you can have the conversation with her. Hey, how about on Friday night when you were at Tongue and Groove? All those dudes coming on to you, you deserve better. Mm-hmm. So maybe we set the whole thing up.
Let's do it.
I'm with it.
All right?
Yes, sir.
If we can get you into VIP. If I can get in, and then I'll try to get you in. Again, tickets for Bitterball are up online, Q997Atlanta.com. And again, they are free. So come join us, hang out, celebrate being single. All right, Rebecca, we got a couple of minutes here for your Ask Us Anything questions that you have been compiling on Instagram the last couple of days.
Let's get into it. All right, did Bert get in trouble for letting listeners know that he and Tiffany lied about Eliza's March Madness picks against Kristen's friend?
I am so glad that this came up, you guys. It was a bad joke. She picked the games. So I was looking for a way out of that conversation, and it was a bad joke. And as it came out of my mouth, I actually thought you guys were going to come down harder on me, and I was expecting to get a text from Coy.
Oh, I never even told Coy.
Okay. But yeah, it was on board, and it was just a bad joke.
Yeah, it didn't, because Tiffany immediately texted me, and she wanted me to know. Eliza did not cheat.
Did she?
Yes. Right, so. And I'm like, I have no doubt about it. I know that was just Bert being Bert.
Yeah, it was on the up and up.
Yeah.
Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
Since Bert seems cost conscious and down to earth,
he is.
Does he prefer Kristen to not have hair extensions, lash extensions, spray tan, or Botox?
Oh, totally.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I don't do the hair extensions anymore. I don't do the lash extensions anymore. And that's just because of like a time thing. As far as my spray tan and Botox, yeah, I'm not giving that up.
Does he think that it's wasted money?
He doesn't think it's wasted money. He thinks I'm beautiful the way I am, which is great. I know. I want his glasses. He thinks I'm beautiful the way I am.
Prescription love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Very good.
That's fire.
And it is a very, very strong prescription.
That is not true.
But no, so here's the thing. I don't do that for him. I do it for me. It makes me feel good. Like when I have, like when I got all my stuff going, after I've had everything waxed, I just got my hair highlighted, when I've got my lip waxed, when I've got my spray tan going on, I got some fresh injectable going on, my Xeomin's on fleek. Like I feel like that makes me feel good. So I remember the first time I ever did injectables, and this was years ago, he said he would break up with me, and guess who's still around? Hey. So no, he doesn't like it, but it's not all about him.
It's for you.
Yeah.
Okay, one for Mo.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything from your childhood or past that plays a role when it comes to relationships and dating?
Ooh, wow, that's deep.
Don't you wish you got Botox so you got my question?
Right. Yes, they just went super deep with mine. Is there anything from my childhood? I would say I probably have a bit of abandonment issues. In that my father, you know, wasn't there for a period of time, of which I kind of always blamed myself for the fact that he wasn't there. So that probably comes up. Outside of that, I probably somewhat compare women to my mom, which I hate that I do, because it makes me feel as if they can't ever live up mm-hmm. to what my mom has been to me. So I've tried to not do that as much anymore. But I think those are the two things that come to mind as far as being issues with me dating today.
Those are significant.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're out there, man. People know, man.
You really don't need to come up with any more.
All right, we can stop there.
The Bert Show.